Today is the day that a new skyline is inaugurated in London. In fact, it's the Shard, the tallest building in Europe that's been given its official opening. It's not a building that's quite as tall as the Eiffel Tower, but that doesn't count as a building, fortunately. The Prime Minister of Qatar will be there. It's only fair that he'll be there because, of course, Qatar more or less paid for the building. Let's talk quickly to our arts editor, Will Gompertz. Will, it's going to be a bit of a fanfare, isn't there? Laser show, probably a bit of music blaring across the streets of London.
Oh, yes, it's going to be a light show already. Well, you know, I heard people talking about it last night when I was out, actually. It seems to have got the buzz. I went to look at the Shard yesterday, and when you stand beside it, it's like looking up at the north face of the Eiger. It's just a sheer face of white, glistening mass. But when you go inside, as I did, to the 69th floor and stand 240 metres high and peer down on London, a great city is made to look like Toy Town. The Gherkin, the Tower of London, Canary Wharf will become parts of a million-piece jigsaw. And what becomes startlingly clear is that London is not a city made from a great architectural master plan. It's ugly yet beautiful, a sort of formalised chaos, a city that's taken hundreds of years to create, and one in which I think the Shard, the latest addition, makes some sense.
Yes, it's an elegant building, certainly, isn't it? I don't know how aware you are of all the height records, but basically the Shard is the tallest in Europe at the moment. But I think there's one under construction in Moscow, which does count as Europe, which is going to overtake it by the end of the year.
That's right, Evan. The official line is that it's the tallest building in Western Europe. But the controversy, the problem the Shard has created for planners and people who are against it, is there is a protected view in London, which comes from Hampstead Heath down over St Paul's. And that has been a protected view for hundreds of years. And the Shard has now placed itself within that sight line. So people who are against the Shard argue that it ruins that protected view of St Paul's. And also UNESCO are disappointed by the fact that they feel it overshadows the Tower of London and London Bridge.
Yeah, well, it's certainly a lot taller than those. Thanks, Will. Well, we've got Ken Livingstone, the former Mayor of London, on the line. And with us in the studio, David Burney, who's the Commissioner of New York City's Department of Design and Construction. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Hi.
David, what do you think of it? It's nothing like as tall as the Empire State Building, is it? It's actually a positive it would barely stick up in New York, is it?
No, I think it would have some prominence in New York.
Segment 1.
Today is the day that a new skyline is inaugurated in London. In fact, it's the Shard, the tallest building in Europe that's been given its official opening. It's not a building that's quite as tall as the Eiffel Tower, but that doesn't count as a building, fortunately. The Prime Minister of Qatar will be there. It's only fair that he'll be there because, of course, Qatar more or less paid for the building. Let's talk quickly to our arts editor, Will Gompertz. Will, it's going to be a bit of a fanfare, isn't there? Laser show, probably a bit of music blaring across the streets of London.
Oh, yes, it's going to be a light show already. Well, you know, I heard people talking about it last night when I was out, actually. It seems to have got the buzz. I went to look at the Shard yesterday, and when you stand beside it, it's like looking up at the north face of the Eiger. It's just a sheer face of white, glistening mass.
Segment 2.
But when you go inside, as I did, to the 69th floor and stand 240 metres high and peer down on London, a great city is made to look like Toy Town. The Gherkin, the Tower of London, Canary Wharf will become parts of a million-piece jigsaw. And what becomes startlingly clear is that London is not a city made from a great architectural master plan. It's ugly yet beautiful, a sort of formalised chaos, a city that's taken hundreds of years to create, and one in which I think the Shard, the latest addition, makes some sense.
Segment 3.
Yes, it's an elegant building, certainly, isn't it? I don't know how aware you are of all the height records, but basically the Shard is the tallest in Europe at the moment. But I think there's one under construction in Moscow, which does count as Europe, which is going to overtake it by the end of the year.
That's right, Evan. The official line is that it's the tallest building in Western Europe. But the controversy, the problem the Shard has created for planners and people who are against it, is there is a protected view in London, which comes from Hampstead Heath down over St Paul's.
Segment 4.
And that has been a protected view for hundreds of years. And the Shard has now placed itself within that sight line. So people who are against the Shard argue that it ruins that protected view of St. Paul's. And also UNESCO are disappointed by the fact that they feel it overshadows the Tower of London and London Bridge.
Yeah, well, it's certainly a lot taller than those. Thanks, Will. Well, we've got Ken Livingstone, the former mayor of London, on the line. And with us in the studio, David Burney, who's the commissioner of New York City's Department of Design and Construction. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Hi.
David, what do you think of it? It's nothing like as tall as the Empire State Building, is it? It's actually a positive it would barely stick up in New York, is it?
No, I think it would have some prominence in New York.